Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The PGA Tour plans to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether Casey Martin should be allowed to ride a cart. This is according to Casey Martin's attorney. He began working on the case after Martin won a lawsuit. See, Casey Martin is a golfer, a professional golfer. He has a circulatory disease in his leg that makes it impossible for him to stand on that leg without excruciating pain over a long period of time. So he has to ride in a golf cart. Professional golfers, the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association, believes that that is not part of the game of golf, that you have to walk. And he won a lawsuit that enabled him to play in a few tournaments. He successfully sued the PGA for the right to ride in the cart and became the first player to ride in the U.S. Open and on the PGA Tour. The Ninth Circuit unanimously upheld an Oregon court's decision. Complicating the issue was a similar lawsuit by Indiana club pro Ford Olinger against the U.S. Golf Association. Olinger sued for a cart because of a degenerative hip, but an Indiana court ruled against him. Anyway, the word now is that the PGA Tour plans to ask the Supreme Court to decide, and the PGA Tour is going to be against it. They don't want him to ride in that cart. Art Griego is with the National Golfers Congress, an organization devoted to maintaining the athletic integrity of the game of golf. And I would take it, Mr. Griego, that that means you don't want Casey Martin, who has a degenerative disease in one of his legs, which makes it very painful for him to play golf without sitting, you don't want him out there riding that cart.
Well, Phil, I think it's important for you to understand that, you know, it's not that we don't want Casey to ride in a golf cart. We want him to certainly enjoy health, but it's impossible for us to maintain the integrity of the game when you don't have that athleticism. I believe that that's very important.
So you think athleticism in the Professional Golfers Association is important to the point where you don't play ride in a cart?
Well, I don't think that riding in a cart is athletic. No, I have been a golfer all of my life. I do not ride in a cart, although I actually ride in a cart because of my business. Otherwise, I would walk. I believe I speak for all golfers.
Why do you ride in a cart?
Because my business necessitates that I do that. I have to ride in a cart because I can't play a full round of golf.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm a disc jockey, Bill. I work at KFUN in Victorville, California. But I speak for all golfers, and I say we don't need Casey Martin trying to get an advantage and putting the rest of us who work, you know, on our games and understand the athletic nature of the game at a disadvantage.
All right, so golf is an athletic endeavor, and Casey Martin riding in a cart is not an athlete. What about the senior tour? Those guys ride in carts.
Well, the reason why the senior tour members ride in carts is because that's an exhibition. And the people who ride in carts on the senior tour are trying to promote the game of golf. And I'm mad because as an athlete, I believe that the game's integrity on the major league circuit should be maintained.
And what is the major league circuit?
The major league circuit is the junior tour. And that is the tour where they are walking.
What about the LPGA?
Well, the LPGA is not Major League Golf. That is women's golf, and that is a form of exhibition golf. So I don't care whether they ride carts there, and I don't care really whether the seniors ride carts. I am more interested in the junior tour, walking and maintaining the integrity.
You claim you're an athlete, right?
Yes, I am. I walk. I play golf. I try to walk when I can, but I have to ride in a car because I could be called back to my job at any moment.
You called back to your job as a disc jockey?
Yeah, I do the midday show at the camp down in Victorville, California. And sometimes I'll try to get away during the course of the broadcast day to play golf, but they will often call me off the course, and then I've got to go back and go back to my job. So that's why I ride in a cart. Otherwise, I would walk.
Is there ever a time on the weekends when you're walking?
No, I have, you know, things I have to do at home and my wife is...
Now, can I just mention something to you, Mr. Griego, that I've noticed? Your breathing is a little labored.
I'm sorry?
Your breathing sounds labored.
No, that is a... I know what that is, Phil. I've had people mention that. That's a new cordless phone that I have. It's probably making some noises.
But what I'm hearing is a large intake of air, like you're...
No, it's just that I'm a big man and... I need to breathe.
You take a lot of breaths?
Yes, and...
So you're not in any physical impairment? You don't have a disease?
No, not at all. I have a good health, and...
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Griego, about Casey Martin. What would happen if he shot lights out, if he is allowed to use this cart... And he goes out and shoots lights out. He just shoots fantastic golf. What would you do then? What would you do with a guy who becomes the greatest golfer in history, and he's out there on the course in a cart?
Well, if he's allowed to use the cart and he succeeds, it would be a slap in the face to all the legendary athletes in the PGA before him. Lee Trevino and Chichi Ravel, you know, it doesn't matter who. I think it would send the wrong message to disabled kids. And
what wrong message would it send?
Well, I think it would tell disabled kids, go ahead, take a crack at the PGA. We let Casey Martin in. Then why don't you go ahead and take a crack at it? And, you know, Phil, there's a reason why we have something called the Special Olympics, and that's these disabled kids, and you don't want some kid out there who's going to trip over his own shoelaces, and that's what we're talking about when it comes to the PGA Tour.
All right, Art Griego is my guest. Art is a member of the National Congress of Nationalists. It's the National Golfers Congress, right?
NGC, right.
All right, and he is saying that Casey Martin should not be allowed to use a golf cart on the PGA Tour. Casey Martin has a degenerative disease in one of his legs that makes it very painful for him to stand, so he uses a cart to ride between holes. The PGA is going to sue, is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court to have that overturned, and the reason being that if you use a cart, you're not an athlete, you are not being athletic, and you are not playing golf the way it was meant to be played. You believe, Mr. Griego, that as a golfer... You believe it's an athletic event, an athletic venture. You walk. Well, you don't walk, but you believe people should walk. You don't walk because you're a disc jockey and you may get called back to your job at the radio station at any minute, so you need a cart.
That is correct. I need to, that option. But I don't want to lean on that. What I'm saying is, as a golfer, we are all athletes. And as athletes, we have to maintain the integrity of the sport.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is my guest. I will ask you this question again, sir. It sounds to me like you have labored breathing there, but that is a phone?
That's a cordless phone, Phil, and I take big breaths.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot seven, so I'm a very big man, and I do take an enormous amount of breaths in the... I do apologize if that's distracting. I'll tell you.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Art Griego, my guest. He believes the PGA must stand firm. Do not let Casey Martin use a golf cart. Only athletes play in the PGA. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego from the National Golfers Congress is with us. He believes that Casey Martin, that's the golfer who has the bad leg, should not be allowed to ride in that cart. The PGA is going all the way to the Supreme Court with this. Don't you think that that's a little excessive, going to the Supreme Court for an aspect of the game that has nothing to do with hitting the ball?
Well, Phil, I think that this is a guy who was born with a problem, and he's trying to force it down all of our throats. It's not unlike homosexuality or a lifestyle, and I'm saying I'm against that. But you want to have some gays in joining an organization, and you don't believe that they should. I think it's a lifestyle question. And
well, why don't you do yourself a favor and not get into that, okay? Because you're getting way, way far afield of what we're talking about. I'm talking about Casey Martin being a golfer first, a guy riding in a cart second, and you seem to think that riding in a cart's important.
No, all I'm saying, Phil, is I don't want some guy thinking that he's going to, force his disability on the rest of us. When in point of fact, he is, an individual who is breaking the rules of the PGA and is not a real athlete. And what we want in our, we want athletes. I don't want to sit there and think that Casey Martin, who is not an athlete, is a member of the PGA Tour and is out there with his lousy leg riding around a golf cart, while the rest of us are, enjoying a game that we respect immensely and doing the job we gotta do.
Boy, you're a man. I got to tell you, your breathing sounds really, really bad. Whether that's breathing, whether it's a cellular phone, I don't know what it is.
I apologize, Phil. Phone.
All right, maybe it is the phone. I don't know. Here's Wichita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I got a comment for Art. I'd like to see him and Casey Martin run a foot race. Find out who's more athletic.
What?
Are you guys still there?
I'm right here, sir. What is your comment?
Well, how do you think Casey Martin's going to be a bad role model? How is he forcing his disability? He's not asking you to carry him.
Casey Martin is not an athlete because he's got that leg.
Well, you're not an athlete. You got to ride a golf cart.
I am an athlete.
How do you figure?
The reason why I ride a golf cart is because of my job as a disc jockey.
When I know a lot of disc jockeys get called off the course.
Yeah, what exactly you? I'm in radio. What would you get called off the course for?
Well, I don't think that the point is questioning what I do for a living. The point is, if I was in the PGA Tour, I would be walking. I would not be riding. And Casey Martin wants an unfair advantage. That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that Casey Martin hasn't worked for his golf game? Do you think he hasn't spent hours?
Not if he hasn't walked. Not if he hasn't walked. He's sitting there with the bad leg propped up.
I ride a lot of golf carts. I play golf too. I guess I'm not an athlete, but. If a guy's good enough
Wait, hold on for a minute. Is that breathing or is that the phone?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. What is that?
That is my phone.
I'm like sitting on the toilet.
All right, sir, are you done?
Am I done?
Yeah, is that it?
No, I just wondered, Casey apparently spent a lot of time on his golf game. He's, has the ability to make the PGA Tour. I don't see that riding in a golf cart is forcing the disability on anyone.
Why doesn't he work like everybody else does?
Well, you're the president of the golf council, and you don't even walk.
Because I might get called off the course.
Why? To change a record? You're a disc jockey, okay?
I get away for an afternoon. And sometimes they'll call me back to the station to read the news. All right. Well,
I didn't make any point, apparently. This is like beating your head against the wall, so
something.
I guess I'm done.
I'm not dragging a bad leg around the golf course, okay?
Well, you're going to be dragging something. Sounds like an oxygen bottle.
What is wrong with that guy? Thank you very much. What is wrong with you, sir?
There's nothing wrong with me, Phil. I am a big man. I take deep breaths. That's all. But I'm talking about Casey Martin, who is a disgrace to golf that he can't walk.
Jesus, put that guy down, man. It's blowing me away. Beverly Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm
yes,
having
ma'am.
A really hard time listening to this man. The ego that's coming out, he can't even carry on a phone conversation. I don't know how he thinks he could walk a golf course.
Ma'am, I am simply saying that Casey Martin needs to prove that he's an athlete by going along with the rules of the PGA, which says you cannot ride in a cart.
But he went to the courts. He said, I have a rare circulatory disease. Please let me ride. He qualified for his card.
He needs to be an athlete like the rest of us.
I think you have no right to making comments like this. It's incredibly egotistical. And listening to you, I really don't think you should be making comments like this.
Why is it egotistical of me to support the game that I love?
Listen to the comments that you're making about disabled kids and discouraging them from going after their dreams and only limiting them to the Special Olympics.
They have their games, the Special Olympics, are for kids who are crippled.
I tell you, I'd like to see you go out and walk 9 holes and make it.
Are you saying that I can't walk 9 holes?
I'm saying that you can barely carry on this phone conversation.
You sound like you have a respiratory problem. You sound...
Phil, I've explained to you and to your listeners that I'm a big man and I do take deep breaths.
Gee, it sounds like the guy... Seriously, Mike, it sounds like he's going to have a heart attack. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. And I'm simply saying to... What, I don't understand. What's the problem?
I'm really offended by the comments that you're making about this man. I think he should be unable to play. I think he should be able to ride a cart.
I'll give you an example of a young guy. Jim Abbott, everybody in Southern California knows Jim Abbott. He was born without a right arm, born without a left hand. And he is was a major league pitcher.
Jim Abbott, Phil... I don't know how he got a job in Major League Baseball. He's got one leg or one arm. I don't get it. Was he in the Special Olympics?
Jim Abbott pitched for the California Angels and the New York Yankees.
I don't believe it.
Well, he did, okay.
Well, I don't know how. Giving a crippled kid false hope, in my opinion, is wrong.
How about giving them some encouragement?
You got to turn this guy down. He's driving me out of my freaking mind listening to him. Now, you better... I don't know. What I believe... Turn him down. Every time you turn him up, I'm hearing this guy gagging for air. Jim Abbott pitched for the California Angels. He was born, it's true, born without the use of a left arm and was a professional pitcher. And for this guy to say that was giving kids false hope, Mr. Griego, you understand that... What is that? What is that?
That is somebody who can't walk a golf course.
Is he on a machine? Because it's... Is he on a machine is what I want to know. Mr. Griego.
Yes, what's that?
Are you on some kind of a respirator?
No. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm fine. I'm in perfect health.
What are you, the elephant man? I'm hearing this guy slurping. Oh. Phil Hendry Show. All right, turn him down. That's the guy that we've been talking to, Art Griego, who believes that walking is the name of the game in golf. If you use a cart, you're not playing the game the way it should be. He's an athlete, he claims, and he'd walk if he didn't have to ride a cart because of his job as a disc jockey. He might get called back to the radio station. And I don't. Are you still there?
Yeah, radio show, and I've heard the comments that have been made, and I really find them to be insulting because it accuses me of not being forthcoming. I'm saying that golf is a sport that you have to walk in order to be your very best. That is the name of the game. But
all right, here is Augusta, Georgia, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'd like to see this guy take his to the Supreme Court. I mean, you, if that's a cell phone right there, boy, you need a new contract. But hello?
Turn this guy down. He's driving me out of my mind. Go ahead, sir. The gentleman in Augusta is gone? Augusta's gone? What happened to him? All right. Augusta, you're gone, huh? Oh. Well, he was going to make a really good point. He was going to say... That can't be normal breathing, okay?
Yes, it is. I'm the ultimate athlete, so... And I can tell you that...
Yeah, and then Alien attacked him in the hull of the ship. That sounded like Veronica Cartwright getting it in Alien. But good. All right, well, anyway, Casey Martin's, that whole trip is going to go to the Supreme Court, and I wanted to take that Augusta call because the guy was calling from the home port, if you will, of Bobby Jones and Augusta National, which is one of the, you know, obviously where they play the Masters. But I will tell you this, and I tried to make the point earlier, Casey Martin notwithstanding, there have been all kinds of guys. Jim Abbott was the ball player that I brought up earlier to one of our callers. Jim Abbott had no left arm. I think it was no left arm. And he was a pitcher. And he would throw with his right arm, and then he would adjust the glove. He would just kind of hang the glove on the stump of his left arm. He'd throw, and then he'd whip the glove onto his right hand, catch the ball, and then take it off and put it back on the stump and throw. Now, Abbott had a career. I mean, he must be in his late 30s by now. He had a full career in Major League Baseball. He played for the Angels. I know he played for the Yankees. I don't know who else, but I know he played for a number of... And by the way, it's 93-80. The Pacers have won the series against the New York Knicks. So what I really wanted, a Game 7 on Sunday, it ain't going to happen. So I guess the Lakers are going to win tonight. And it's a... what is it going to be? A Laker-Pacer series? It's over. 4-2. Pacers beat the Knicks. In any event... That was Jim Abbott. He threw the ball with no right arm. I mean, with no left arm. Now, there was another guy, Three-Fingered Brown. And Three-Fingered Brown was a guy that played for the St. Louis Browns. He literally only had... Bud, do you know that guy?
Yeah, I look up on the thing. His name is Three-Fingered Brown. He played at St. Louis Browns, and I remember looking it up when you talk about Casey Martin.
Three-Fingered Brown played for the St. Louis Browns, right?
That's right. And he hits four fingers. And a lot of the people...
Wait a minute. What? The guy's name is Three-Fingered Brown, and he had four fingers.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. But, I mean, that...
Are you counting the thumb?
Yeah.
Well, all right, so he had three fingers, and he had one thumb.
Right. Well, all right. Well, you're not going to call him Three-Fingered plus One Thumb Brown. So they...
I understand. Anyway, he was another guy that had...
Yeah, he was muffed up.
That had another bad way physically. But all these guys went on to play really well in professional sports. And
there's a professional bowler that was dropped on his face. Hitchhiking, he was dragged on his face behind a truck once where he slipped. And, I mean, he was messed up, but he's great.
Who was that?
I don't know his name. I think it was Chuck Everly. But he had a messed up face because he was hitchhiking one day and he went to jump on a truck and he tripped and a truck dragged him on his face for about 3 blocks.
Chuck Everly.
Yeah.
So he golfed? I mean, he bowled?
He bowled, yeah. With a face, oh man, it's all dragged off.
He had a dragged off face, huh?
Right.
Anyway, Three-Fingered Brown, Jim Abbott.
Yeah, what about Tom Dempsey of the Rams, the kicker?
Yeah, he had half a foot, didn't he?
Yeah, he had half a foot. He was a right-footed kicker, and he kicked a 63-yard field goal. And he was born with half of a left foot. is amazing.
Wait a minute. He was born with half of a left foot, and he was a right-footed kicker.
Right.
Well, so what's the big deal?
Well, I mean, you're just talking about guys that are gimped.
Tom Dempsey was born with half of a left foot, and he was a right-footed kicker, so who cares whether he kicked it 63 yards or not?
Well, you're asking about guys that are gimp.
Well, I had no idea that the guy... Never mind. So Tom Dempsey, he had that kick, 63 yards, and he was also born with a physical disability.
Right, and then there was a tremendous swimmer by the name of Ann Solniak. She was born without any arms or legs. She placed a third in the...
Hold on for a minute. Ann Smoliak.
She placed third for Australia in the 52 Olympics.
And she was born without any arms or legs.
Yeah, she was a swimmer.
Where are you getting all this information?
Well, just listeners are faxing things in.
Listen, bud, can I give you a tip?
What?
When listeners fax crap in, would you check it out first? I bet you money if you checked out whether there was an Ann Smoliak who won a silver medal in the 1952 Olympics and she didn't have any arms or legs. I'll bet you there would be absolutely no record of any such person. And if you want to work in news, you need to check your facts, okay? Beforehand.
Well, I mean, so what are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Tom Dempsey's half foot probably was the kicking foot, and there wasn't any no arms and no legs swimmer, and three-fingered Brown probably had a thumb and two fingers, not three fingers and a thumb, but they couldn't call him three fingers and a thumb Brown. And all of that other stuff that people are faxing in, okay?
No, you're me. I'm just trying to get him information.
Well, get the information, man, but don't everything that people send in to you.
What about this one? I got this out of Encyclopedia.
What?
There's a water skier who had no arms or legs. And
now, where'd you get this?
I got it out of Encyclopedia.
He had no arms or no legs, and he was a water skier.
Yeah.
Well, what was his name?
Skip Wake.
Okay, split.
What did I do?
Get out of here, man.
What about the guy with no arms and no legs that was laying on the floor?
I know. His name was Matt. Get out of here.
What a dick. Major, major dick.
Get out of here.
Dick.
Get out of here. I got it in the Encyclopedia. A water skier named Skip Wake. You know... I was sitting here trying to talk about, I think, what is a tremendous story, these athletes who do overcome these physical disabilities at birth, or whatever you want to call it, and go on to great things, whether it is a Tom Dempsey, whether it's a Jim Abbott, whether it's a three fingers plus a thumb Brown. And this guy's pulling Skip Wake out of the Encyclopedia. Number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
An indication of our of a school teacher, we're in sad trouble.
I happen to love children, and I have always taught them if you're going to get shot, that you don't want to pay.
What you're saying is, if you're going to get shot, go somewhere like Starbucks or some elitist white place, and it's okay. It's better.
Is that what you're saying?
If you're going to be shot,
is that what you're saying?
Shot there.
I'm telling this lady, I don't know if you're black or white, but I'll tell you, as a black man, it's better for you to get shot at Kukuru.
Well, who wants to be shot at all? Who's planning on being shot, no matter where you go?
Well, that's right. That's a very intelligent thing. But I would say to you, ma'am, you live in San Antonio?
Yes.
I would ask you, where would you like to be shot? Not that I want you to be shot.
I don't want to be shot at all. And the whole point to this is that we want to be able to go anywhere, black, white, yellow, whatever, and go anywhere that we choose to go and hope that we and know that we're not going to be shot or be subject to some sort of violence.
Well,
and that's the whole point here, is that we need to address what
let me ask,
stop the violence.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Let me ask the teacher. You're talking about stereotypes.
So I'll give you an example of a stereotype. It would be the worst thing in the world for a white man to get shot near a Dairy Queen. Okay?
It would be worse for a man to be shot anywhere.
No,
it doesn't matter whether it's a Dairy Queen
or a black
barbecue pit. It doesn't matter.
That's right. It's bad to get shot, but it's bad for a white man to get shot at Dairy Queen. Because there they'll go those white people eating their vanilla ice cream.
No,
and there go them
you're
black folks.
Are,
well, look
at
the lady's point is let's not get shot at all.
Phil, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I agree with you. I want to keep the violence down. That's why I recommend that.
Well,
black
you're not
going
to do it by saying that somebody going to eat that it's better that that black kids shouldn't go and get fried chicken. And well, I resent the fact also that you are saying that anyone who eats that you're the only one who eats collard greens and fried chicken and
I know you come from San Antonio. Well,
I love it. I'm from the South,
well, I know
and that's
that.
What I eat all the time.
I know all the Southern white people love to eat black food, you know, boiled
salmon
and everything
else. Well, it's not necessarily black
all
food. It's food
and
that we
right.
ate in the South. And if you were at the time, it was
that's
a situation
right.
where there were slavery. But that's not now.
Well, I know.
And it does have nothing to do with it, and let's don't get into the slavery.
No, I don't want to get no slavery.
The whole point
no,
now is violence and how to stop it.
But
and it doesn't matter where you are.
That's right.
And
but
you should be able to go anywhere.
Phil, who
and not
why,
be expected
this lady, this
to be
lady
hurt.
Making a very good point. She's making a good point, Phil. The whole reason why black folks ate collard greens is that's what the white folks threw in the garbage.
No,
and
it is not
black folks
what the white folks threw.
Hold.
We threw those greens and we ate them.
I love it. I'm glad that
we
you threw
still
it.
Still do.
I love
we don't
that
throw them away.
No, I know. I love that food. I'm glad that y'all would throw it out in the dirt, though, for us to eat, you know.
No,
and throw
you're
it out
wrong,
the street
ma'am.
In the
I'm
okra
sorry.
And everything. Like.
You well, are wrong.
But let's get back to the point. The point
that's
here
right.
is...
You're losing the whole point,
want
which you have never
out,
found in the first
well,
place.
Well, no, I want to find out where you would prefer to be shot if you were shot.
I don't
want
to be shot anywhere, ma'am.
She
that's
already said she doesn't want to be shot.
I've ever heard.
No, but I'm saying...
Am I going to have to pick a place that I'm going to be shot? That's
but you don't
stupid.
Want you don't want the reputation of being, you know, a chicken eating black woman, do you? So if you get shot down at Popeye, ever going to say, well, she looks white, but what's she doing down here eating that crap? That's all.
Well, you're being ridiculous now, okay?
All
yeah,
I'm
she
saying
is ridiculous.
You're being
I'm
ridiculous.
Sorry.
And who cares about Kookaroo anyway?
Kookaroo is where all the gay people are. That's all I'm
what
saying. Was,
what has that got to do with this young girl being killed?
Well,
and shot by a gang member.
Well,
it would happen possibly anywhere. She happened
could.
To be with a gang. If you want to get technical, she shouldn't have been with a gang member anywhere that she would
alleged,
be likely to be shot.
Alleged association with a gangman. That's really going to mess you up. All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for your call.
Phil Hendry.
Flashback.
Phil Hendry.
Flashback.
Well, it's time to go now. I hope you have a good Halloween.
Just a step, cried the sad man. Take a look down at the madman.
Flashback.
Theater king's on. Silver wings fly beyond reason. From the flight of the seagull come the spread claws of the eagle.
I'm saying another black man.
Only fear breaks the silence as we all kneel, pray for guidance.
Phil Hendry.
Yes, I'm calling up to complain about this dog crap Emerson, Lake, and Palmer that you're playing. Yellow. All I could take in the 70s, you know, you gotta run this stuff by me again. That's rough. Every time I heard, oh, what a lucky man, the runs.
Tread the road, cross the abyss. Take a look down at the madness. On the streets of the city, only specters still have pity.
Me love you long time.
Pushing cues for the gallows. Sing the praises of the hallowed. Our machines feed the furnace. If they take us, they will burn us.
No, this sucks. This is better. This one's better here. What the hell happened to... This is much, much better. This is better. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it is.
I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name. I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing. Sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today.
What an asshole.
I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun knows me by name. He's a calling me. I gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get away. Gotta get away, get away, get away, get away. Into the sunshine. Show me the way to be happy now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out. Give me some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing. Sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine.